The shiur for today will be L'zecha Nishmas, my grandfather's Ritzite, is just in a few hours from now. I wanted to dedicate a shiur L'zecha Nishmaso, normal years. I'm able to do something a bit more formal in the learning programs of Camp Mefora. I have this chus for the last number of years to be able to teach there. So this year, not able to give a formal social, give one via the internet. And I thought, halacha lemaisa this year, in Yonah D'Yoyim, if you will. Corona cases, and the 3 weeks and the 9 days, the heterim, that one might have. My grandfather, Yaakov Kopel ben Menachem Mendel HaKoyen, was a big proponent of Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, and the love of it. And I often relate the wonderful Torah that I found he had written. Unfortunately, at the end of the life, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, so we had a different way of communicating. But he had a Dvar Torah there that says, called Mesabel of, so he wrote, what does it mean, Zoicha Roy? I don't know who this is exactly from, but maybe somewhat intuitive, that it's those that accept upon themselves the Avelos, those that accept upon themselves an understanding that there is not as much tanug during these days, that we are nervous about doing things that we normally might be doing. So those are the people who understood it. When the Beis HaMikdash in Mirtz Hashem is rebuilt, we will see the true simcha because we'll appreciate what it means. So Rav Shechter, over Shabbos, I was reviewing what questions would come up, and I was happy to see that yesterday a number of tshuvas from Rav Shechter came out, which we will discuss these in inyanim. The first question which came up, which was mamish nogea here in Eretz Yisrael. Unfortunately, we are seeing what they call the gal sheni, a second wave, and there are many more restrictions that are coming back into place that weren't here a few weeks ago. All of the wedding halls were shut down. And so there was a shaila about doing quick weddings. People are very nervous that if they had weddings planned, even after they were thinking about maybe already doing it. Problem was is that there wasn't much available. So the shaila is that is one allowed to do a wedding on Shavasar Batama's night? The possibility here, obviously, doing it for the right reasons, trying to get this in before so that family members are able to come. Because we don't know what the restrictions will be in 3 weeks from now. And that was the question. So on one hand, it seems like a strange question because we know that we fast only starting from the morning. And the Zman Pronion, we know that fast days, we have a lightened type of fast day, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim, that we start from the night. So our fast days are more of almost like a zecher in that sense. The Gemara, of course, discusses that during times of Shmad, during the Holocaust, this was a shaila. I heard somebody raise this during Corona. I think that's an incorrect interpretation of Sasa Shmad, but that maybe we should accept mamish the avelos and the inuyim v'chulu v'chulu. So we're not knowing that. We have a quasi fast because it only starts from the morning, which of course is generally not the way our day starts. But the question is, should we start the avelos of the 3 weeks already from the night? And the answer, quite simply, is it should be yes. There is a famous tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which I think so oftentimes is misquoted. And he's asked as follows, Nishalti, he was asked by Rav Menachem Palach, Shechal Shavasar Batamas Biyom Aleph, Im Yesh La'asas Nisuyim B'Leil Moitzi Shabbos Kodesh, or L'Yud Zayin Tamuz. And therefore he answers, Heshavti L'Tzorich Yesh La'atir. If there's a great tzorich, and obviously here, Ein Tzorich Gadol Mizu, people are nervous that if they don't do it early, maybe there'll be no wedding halls. And so they want to do it early. Ulechora toloi zebe machlekes harishonim. So he says this is toloi in the machlekes harishonim. Imatanis matchil belaila viomri manenu beor hatanis. Ubalam or as the balam or says tanis daf yud aleph shein omri mishum shatanis matchil miaboker. Gam dine ben mitzorim ein marchilum elam miaboker. One could argue, and we'll see this machlekes Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation of this machlekes that maybe we can say that the fast itself starts when we would say Anenu. We don't say Anenu at night. We daven Ma'ariv that night. We don't say Anenu. And yes, we don't say Anenu at Shacharis, but that's the technicality. Because a little bit of a chutzpah to wake up and be fasting all but an hour or two, especially those that woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and ate and has a full stomach, and now you got to say Anenu b'yom sometime. They say, oh, keep it zar gadol anachnu. So only the Chazan says it. Linias daiti raya gedolu midvarav mireish psachim. So he brings l'rivyad l'dida ashkel dekab plukta rabbanon ben yom l'layla gabitanis. The halayla nichshav milisanos klal. Ha'im hei mitanis rak l'israach hila machil miyaboker lo habi plukta ben yom l'layla ela dinam hayomu v'rak lisanos bayom v'lo b'layla. It says Rav Moshe Feinstein v'haya that we would say that maybe this is nichshal kiatanis. And then he says, "Ein bevadai, ein biyadenu la'achria ben harishonim bishvil kushiyazu mikol makom l'inyon zeh shemedina lo hayolan osar ella shehu minag ba'alma mishum avelos derabim v'lo nimsaru." So maybe that we would say that it doesn't apply. Efshar gam harif v'arashi v'aranbam desorim de'atanis marchil mi'arev yadu l'inyon zeh rak lihisanot. That's only talking about the tanis itself. For minog yeshilach achar amekel v'yesh lahatil l'tzorach ofen u'ba'ofen zeh shachal yudzayin. Some tell the story over that there was actually a mistake made. When these people went to look, the Chassan and Kala, at the wedding hall, they got a great deal. They couldn't figure out why this wedding hall was so open on this night, not realizing it was Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Only when the invitations came out, they said, oh my God, what are we going to do? Then there's nothing to discuss, because then for sure it starts. So what's this machlokes case? And it's true, by the way, this is not just revolution. Saying this, Rav the Sheva HaLevi, for example, Moedim Mazmanim, has similar tshuvas in this inyan. The Sheva HaLevi in Chelek Yud Simon Pei Aleph says that Masha Kosov Eidus Moshe V'hakel Lasos Nisuyim Yom Yudzayim B'Tamos De'Evshar L'inyan Zeh L'Psod Kebalam Or Dein Omer Manenu B'Lel Yudzayim B'Tamos Lo kishar rover shaman. We do it like the Balamor. Ubleinyan nusuyin, the lo minogi ba'amo, the shim below, mistam and milsa efshel hakel. The ain't a near lahakel cloud. The choha minag lahakmir. Masha ain't came besuffic minag lahakel. And yes, daiti ain't come suffic. The gam pushit, li, the afa gav, the mi, shenasa lifne, yazain betamas mimshech, hashava brachas, kolayamin, the hoisif. You could do rikudim v'chuba v'chuba. Masha Enkeni writes, Meir ani, Masha Kosov, the great Shor Mitzorim b'halacha, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Bala Igros Moshe gamti sporit mutar b'lel yudzayin. So he says that it's not only, again, understand that Rav Moshe clearly says the Shas Atchak, but then he says that Rav Moshe would allow, Rav Bron said that he would allow a person to shave, to get a haircut, if he forgot to get a haircut. You could say it's also mutzorit. So he's not sure why we would be making one. Rav Soloveitchik, people say that this is, you know, I've said this before, this is a machlokes, because the Satmar Rebbe also holds like Rav Soloveitchik that the fast mamish starts really at night. There's a technicality that we don't fast for whatever reason. So, but really, it's not, I don't think he's against Rav Moshe. Again, in our case, if you have this emergency corona situation to have a wedding, it could be the Rav Soloveitchik would allow it as well. And he brings over here the Rishonim. I don't want to go through it again. What exactly would be? It's almost halal and Tisha B'Av, so we know we only start, except for Tisha B'Av, we only start during the day and not at night like Tisha B'Av. And he brings the machlokes, as we said, Sha'arei Ramban Beis Milchamas in Tanis, de'ein tosefas b'tanis. And therefore, it would be motive for a person to, of course, have a suta before Elvas HaShachar at the proper times. And therefore, anenu is not said. And that's what the Roman Rishonim tell the Adam, anenu afilu ba'aris. V'od raya lechem yimashe omar rov Rishonim. Except for the Baal HaMor, most of the Rishonim, like the Ramban, says, really we should say anenu b'yom sometime they say no. And the only reason why we don't pass it like that maybe has nothing much to do with the fact that it's a chutzpah to say it while we're eating. B'yom sekit sar gadol anacht, it's a little bit of a lying, and we nedar shecher tircha. V'chein kasav ha'al ranban lehedya, right, as we said, v'mechemes sham pshita detfilas anenu af ba'arvis, that you really should say ba'arvis. Fine? And the only reason why he quotes over here, this is in the beautiful Sefer of Rav Shurei Harav, written by Rav Konigsberg. So he quotes here, "Afilu hagonim shavia Rashi b'Shabbos she'enu mispalo anenu ela b'yom haynu rak michashash shema yimsa shekeren tefilaso im yachal acher kach abal meikar adin afilu." Really, you should, but again, it's not appropriate to do something like that when we're eating. And he, the Rav Soloveitchik, really believes that the Tana starts, and the 3 weeks, of course, start at that time. But I think Rav Moshe also thinks that the 3 weeks really starts at that time. And that's why the Shevet Alevi has a problem with what the Sheher Mitzar Malacha says, because I think Rav Moshe was only B'shas HaTchak. Again, maybe you could say Tisporet is also B'shas HaTchak, because there are those that are Mego. Again, like the Baal HaMor. So that's question number one. Question number two, Rav Schechter dealt with during Sfiras Omer, Rav Asher Weiss dealt with in a different way, and that is, when does the fast itself, what about music? So we know that we have a minug that has been standing for quite some time, that we are noheg not to listen to music during this time. Shaila is where this comes from. So the Magen Avraham tells us that Rikudim Machalo is a Aser. And therefore, we've extended upon ourselves that we don't allow live music, we don't allow even tape music, according to Ruba de Paiskin. Comes along Rav Schechter in his tshuva, and again, this tshuva was written, of course, as well during the times of Sfira. This is a different tshuva than the one that he wrote during Sfira Saimer. And he points out as follows, that when it comes to listening to music, if it's really going to cause someone, so he writes that the yusod of the 3 weeks, according to the Gra really, and Rav Soloveitchik, shekol minhag, be'inyon shehiya mi'itim eze musag b'halacha. Rav Soloveitchik was very into, as my students know, I like to refer to the paradigms. Rav Soloveitchik says, you can't invent a new halacha. And therefore, the Avelus of the 3 weeks and of Sfiras HaOmer is patterned after the year of Avelus. The Avelus to me Yud Zayin B'Tammuz Ad Rosh Chodesh Av Gedra Ki Yud Beis Chodesh. The Tisha Yomim is the Gedra of Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av is like Shiva itself, except for Kibas Amita, the Tifas Arosh, V'Chudah. And therefore, what? And therefore, the listening of music. So question whether or not it would be author bichlal during the year of Avelus. B'nira pasha dihinei dafka im tachas habakasha hu bichdei l'sameach avo mishu b'matzav shel mori shechovra atzavois. He's in a very difficult state. I know, Nebuch, there are people that are like this. They've been home for weeks and weeks. The older people especially who haven't left their house in months. And they're depressed. For a local hakshiv, he wants to listen to some music. So he shouldn't be so sad. It'll make him happy. That wasn't the minhag to not allow it. Shekol olam shoroi b'tzar, b'chemes hamagefa, shebashita b'chol olam kulo. B'harbe shoroitzim b'ma'ara shechoyra. Walking around, we're sad. And therefore, yesh l'hakol b'zeh. Especially writes Be'erev Shabbos. Shalodechnis the Shabbos kishahu b'matzav kazeh. As the Gemara in Erevin says on Daf Mem Amud Beis, that a person should be exceedingly careful on Shabbos to come in a good mood. Willig is much more makel in general by Avelis. Rav Shachter here says that when mourning the loss of the parents, we have the custom not to listen to joyful music. And again, as has been pointed out, I have a whole shiur you can see on this, but you could listen at least. And that is that there's a question whether or not this music is also what type of music. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes, and it's quoted in the name of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Rappaport writes that definitely background music to allow a person to work better, or happens to be on in his office. That's everybody says that's not usher. But when it comes to music, L'Romain, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that he's listening to Rachem, he's listening to V'Hareinu, V'Samcheinu, B'Zbinyonu, B'Sikonu, and he's thinking about the Beis Hamikdash, gets him in the mood. Who's going to say that that's usher? But here, even happy music that's going to get him in a good mood, it's not the Magen Avraham. It's not going to lead to machalos, to machalos, sorry. It's not going to lead him to dance. So that wouldn't be usher. Again, yes, if your person's in a situation where they start to play music and they're dancing, that I think would be usher. Minchas Zizek has a strange tshuva where he says it's a kamat isur daraisa, because it's a midag accepted by all Klal Yisrael. But certain during this time, one could be mekel. Rav Usher Weiss in the tshuvas on Corona did not want to be mekel here, just blanket mekel, because he said that it should be a case-by-case basis. Rav Avadi Yosef's son, the chief rabbi of Israel now, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, was also mekel by Sfiras Omrah. They didn't see it during the 3 weeks. And he says that a person could listen to music, especially during this time where we need something to make us a bit happier. And Rav Asher Weiss said it should be a case-by-case basis. Okay? So the next question, I was thinking more along the lines of my wife. My wife works in a nursing home, and she's considered to be a essential emergency care worker. In fact, she has a placard, if she ever got pulled over, that she was allowed to go to work, even if there was a lockdown. She has to go to work. And unfortunately, there's been growing cases. Her nursing home was able to stay out of corona for many, many, many months. And unfortunately, there's been a surge in it. So now she has the full gear. She has to suit up in a hazmat suit and the mask and another mask and so on and so forth. But it is certainly highly recommended that when she returns home, besides for bathing, she has to also wash all of her clothes. These are two things we know are usher during the 9 days. So Baruch Hashem, I found that Rav Shechter just wrote a tshuva on this that was published a few days ago. Umirag Ashkenazu says Rav Shechter said, "B'tishas Hayamim ein mechavsim bigodim. We are not noheg to do laundry. Kamo b'shloshim, because it's patterned after shloshim, as we said. V'nira pashut sherofe shenimsa bebeit acholim b'chol yom." A doctor that finds himself in the Beit Cholim, he finds himself in the hospital. The Rotzalech Kaves is Bigadav, and now we're not even talking about the Kula already mentioned in the Halacha of Big Day Zeya, right? Socks, underwear, undershirts, all those types of things actually can be washed. We'll see exactly what the Isser is in fact. And therefore, the Kaves is Bigadav. I'm talking about all of his clothes. Mivnei Chashash Hadbakut HaKorona. Right? We're afraid that it could last on clothes. Certainly, if you were in close proximity, we're very, very machmer. Bevadei mutter. Of course, this would be mutter. And that's what the Ramah already writes. He quotes the Ramah in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Avelos, Shin Ayin Dalet, Sif Yud Aleph, where he writes towards the end, the Yesh Omrim, Shebesas HaDever, when they had the pandemic of Dever, Ein Mitablam, right? You don't even sit shiva, nothing, based on the shus l'maharil, right? Because of the time that the person was in, they wouldn't do that because of this difficult time, right? And they're afraid people shouldn't come, v'chula, v'chula. And therefore, he says that a person should see this based on the maharil. To b'shasa magefa, eino gemavelos shiva. V'ayin od, see other places as well, shakabanas hayesh omrim, he says it's not just talking about avelos; it's talking about that you would be able to wash your clothes, which during avelos is generally not allowed. The lav dafka rofe, he ends the tshuva by saying, not just a doctor. The hachanami omer to choshesh hadvakam machala. Anybody who thinks that there might be a chashash of the place that they went, a person's even maybe going to work. He's in a work situation where he's closer than he is, even though he's wearing a mask. He's too close. Therefore, he would think that that should be 100% mutter for a person to do. And the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah, the reasons that he gives of why it would be usur is twofold. One, he writes in, this is all Tafkuf Nun Aleph. So one is, the reason would be because of Ta'anug, and one is because of Simcha. Both, I'm sorry, Tanug and Simcha is the same thing, he writes here. And also because he's getting his mind away from Avelos itself. And says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkata Membeis, Afal Gav de Medina Shari, really you should be able to wash a non-Jew's clothes. Sharei ain't Isser B'kivas Mishum to Isser Malacha. There's no Isser Malacha during this time. It's not like a situation of Chol HaMoed. Ela kedei lema'it b'simcha ularot ha'avelut. The high lach shiv kivas shalom big day nachem abahacha aser. We still in atzacha, maybe because mivnei marasayim shei necker, nobody's going to notice v'lachem b'chulu b'chulu. This question is asked also modern day svarim. What about svardim? They don't have these minhagim, right? We are much more machmir with ourselves. They don't really know much from the 3 weeks b'chlau. Even by interesting when we were in Eretz Yisrael before the new wave. They already had said there's going to be no weddings allowed, and exactly it was during the 3 weeks, which was so beautiful. And then a moitzi, Mirza Shem, and a moitzi should go back. Now there's a second wave, they're not even sure if they're going to open up wedding halls, bechlal, after Tisha B'Av. So I saw a nice argument, L'toy Rasoi, how can this be? Why are they making the Sfaradim? You know, why the Ashkenazim? Why are they controlling the country? And there was a famous machlokas from Rav Avad Yosef, became chief rabbi, I guess in Tel Aviv, right? When he became chief rabbi, before he was chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, so he kept the minhag that was set by the former Sfarad chief rabbi that gave in and said no weddings would be allowed in this town during the 3 weeks. That's when Tel Aviv was a central place for religious Jews. Then as Rav Avadya got stronger, he said, okay, this is not the Sfarad minhag, b'chulu. But in any case, that wouldn't be mutter. And one reason we said Mishnah Berurah. Then he writes in another place that that's not only because of this reason. We also would say that it's usur because not just of Tanug Simcha, but he's taking his mind off of it. So many question this, taking your mind off it, simply because what exactly we allow other malachos, right? If we're going to be as strict and to say that you're taking your mind off of Elos, then why is the person working Bechlal, right? How is the person allowed to go on the internet Bechlal if he's not learning Torah? So that's interesting. Again, a person has to define the type of tanug that you know we would be talking about over here, which is obviously something very interesting. Fine. So that would be question one. But along the same lines, I think without a question as well, would be the inyun of taking a shower, right? Would be the same idea. I'm sure Chester would agree with the logic that a person should take a shower as well, because that's something that highly recommended. The Mishnah Berurah, just to end off this Indian of so the Mishnah Berurah writes, if cut on chav aleph ula kaves v'chulo nira. The mesach datu min avelos. The poskim in the beautiful Dirshu Mishnah Berurah. So they asked different shilas. What about cleaning for letzorich? What do you call it? A stain or something like that. So in this case, it's going to be much different. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it should be machmir. Reb Shlomo Zalman is mekil just by stain, just to take the stain out itself. But dry cleaning would be the same thing. But we would allow it as they said for this seemingly important and different reason. And that is that it's not being done with tonic, it's not being done with simcha, it's being done to save people's lives, so there shouldn't be even a chashash, even a small suffix, that it could lead to anything that would potentially could give somebody else corona, chas v'shalom. So we know that as well we are machmir when it comes to taking showers. The question is how machmir are this, as much as we say we're machmir, how machmir are we really? So it does say, Yesh Nogim Shal Lurchos Mirosh Chodesh, this is the Shulchan Aruch, Simtuk of an Aleph, Tezdayin,
V'yesha ein l'maneha ella b'shabbos zu. V'yesh miyud zayin b'tamaz l'tishav. Those are super machmir people. I hope you don't go near them during the entire 3 weeks. However, says the Haggah, l'tzarech mitzvah shari. If there's any sort of mitzvah, l'chein, therefore, anita is allowed to do rechitzas tefillah, according to the Maharil, he quotes. That wouldn't be a problem, even on Leil Tisha B'Av itself. He explains when to go. Mitzvah l'rechotz be'erev Tisha B'Av l'chum. Even though she's going to go after Tisha B'Av, so it would be allowed. A woman who's wearing levanim, we allow it. Again, let's tzorach l'mitzvah. Ein osa l'tanuk, rak l'tzorach mitzvah. Then we say that there are those that allow today for the reasons of istinus, which even during avelos may be allowed in itself, that we, Baruch Hashem, don't shower, we don't go to the water and wash ourselves once a week on Erev Shabbos. We go do it every day, and not to do it, even in the summer, I know people, like myself, sometimes have to take more than one shower. Now that we're davening outside, Rav Shach, there's another tshuva where he talked about, and this will certainly come up for Tisha B'Av, about how much time a person should be outside. Because it's so hot. I would imagine kinos would be a very not smart idea to do it together in a tzibur, but it's very hot. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's 90 degrees. So it happened to be yesterday morning was exceedingly hot, or just the area I was sitting in. I was very much sweating. And even though I took a shower an hour before, right after davening, I was sweating my whole body. So of course it's mutter to do that. And I would argue also on the 9 days, we're going to allow it as well. Because again, he's not doing it for tanug; he's doing it to remove zeya. Person's mitzdar harbe yesh lahakel in the rechitza kazet. Why? So he says maybe even bechamin. And this is a tshuva. And the Sheva Kehati writes this. The Sheva Tshuva Vayiv of David, the Orcha Shulchan, and even the Be'er Halacha writes this. And even if a person, I believe the Netzach Gavriel is quoted. That matters even with soap, because we're trying to get a smell out as well. That would be mutter. And therefore, I think it would certainly be mutter in a case, and interestingly enough, the Shevet Halevi writes, where he says that it would be mutter for a person to do Lutzarev. Again, even with, even if he had to do it because of, even with soap, he would allow it. And the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in Eben Ezer, in Simon, Eben Ezer Dalet, he has a number of very short, very, very short tshuvas in Pei Dalet, and he says, B'nei Yeshiva, in B'yom Chom, Mutter L'chotz, Acher, Rosh Chodesh Av, Ad Tisha B'Av. So he says, Me'acher Shemekavim L'chasir Azeah, he would be makel with this as well. And again, this seems to be, yes, it's not only tefillas that we allow b'mikvah, but again, any type of reasoning that's not latanuk would be mutter. The swimming in the pool and stuff like that, that's another thing. That's also chashad of sakana during the 9 days. But many would be makel because of the weather that we have in order to do that. And therefore, the reason why I point this out is that kal v'chomer, if a person's doing it because they're a doctor, they're a healthcare worker, or stam, they came in close contact. And even a person's an istinus, even when he goes out to even shopping, he always was take a shower during it. So then certainly we'd be makel, because we even makel just to remove a little bit of dirt, as Rav Moshe Feinstein says. And the question would only be the type of shower a person should take. Should he at least certainly can remove the cold and have it a little bit hot, but it shouldn't be so hot. That's different. Poskim say different things when it comes to that. And again, we're very machmer and covered up rias. And therefore, as I said, not only would it be mutter, but those that are allowed to do it even with soap. And therefore, we have to understand kind of where a person's getting at over here. The whole reason here is that, number one, we are concentrating on the
the avilus that a person's concentrating on is to take his mind off of the narishkeit that we normally think about, and think about what avilus is in itself. And therefore, the avilus in itself is not only not having the Beis HaMikdash, but understanding why we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And part of it, of course, is the Churban HaBayis came because of the fact that they're of Sinas Chinam. And therefore, Ein Avas Chinam Yoter Mi, a person who's being machmir with himself and washing himself so that other people don't have a disease or so on and so forth, right? It's so easy, Baruch Hashem, to makayim the mitzvah mid Raisa nowadays of not only watching over ourselves, but watching over others by wearing a mask, the chulu. And therefore, I think that this is a beautiful thing. A person certainly is washing his clothes, and a person has to take a shower because they're a healthcare worker, and they could have quit their job, and they're still doing it, and they're still going in. So, ein avas chinam yoter mizu. So I don't think that there was any room for a person to be machmir in those cases. And again, and the kal v'chomer is that we really are anyway meikel. There aren't many poskim today. You could find here and there, I don't want to quote the svarim, who say we should be machmir, don't take showers like you. Yeah, I think that 100% a person should be aware that you know, during the 9 days when a person takes a shower, you know the amount of time you normally take. It should be less than that. It should be just to put the soap, just to get moving in the shower so that you don't smell. Kavod Abrius is very important as well. That's also avas chinam. But certainly if a person is nervous about these times, about washing clothes, so on and so forth, I would say that the poskim probably would be mekel. I think this is what Rav Shachter is alluding to as well. Even a person's in a situation like a school situation, right? If kids are still in school, my kids will still be in the what they call chodesh nosaf, whether that's a good idea or not, not for now. But, I would imagine that, the studies of the CDC, and they're not so conclusive of what's going on over there with your Amazon packages, and you have to leave them outside. So I think certainly you want to be machmir and say you don't have to wear the same clothes. My wife hasn't have a choice. She has a uniform that she has to wear. So that has to be washed. I'm not giving her a lot of uniforms. So that has to be washed to wear. Again, so you should explain. In this case, it's children under bar mitzvah, but they understand what avilus is. Explain to them. Normally we know, right, our family knows what my wife, Baruch Hashem, loves to do the laundry all the time. Talk about an istinus. She loves to do the all laundry all the time. My kids know when it's the Chol HaMoed or it's the 9 days because the laundry piles and piles up, right? And I like to just point out there's no heter ribushurim like we have by other things like on Yontif to cook, to, you know, to allow you to cook. You can make a batch of cookies, you know, if you can have one or two. We're not going to be don't make a mistake there. However, when it comes over here to this inyan, so Reber Shurim wouldn't be allowed. If she's allowed to wash her clothes, it's only her clothes. She can't now put my clothes in. Again, unless I'm nervous. And it's a reasonable thing. I've been washing my clothes all the time. Every day we throw it into the wash quickly. We don't even wait to go into the hamper because of corona, because I was outside. So Yeshal Mili Simcha. Again, the whole idea is to keep our mind on Avelos. And I'm not doing it Mishrim Simcha. I'm doing it because of the times that we're in. We should be Zaycha that because we care so much about our neighbor. So just to review, we did a number of different inyanim, just reviewed them very quickly. I have all these svarim out here. I don't know where we went. We said that there is a kula when it comes to getting married. I know this is past the time already, but Shavasar Batamas, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a heter when there's no other choice. So if a person was rushing to have a wedding because they're afraid what's going to happen after the 3 weeks, knowing there's a second wave, you never know what's going to be. So even if it can only be done on a Yedzayin B'Tamuz, even though the fast might start, and the raya that the Rav Moshe brought that it would be mutter, is that we don't say Aneinu like the Balam Or until the morning. Rav Salvechik was, quote-unquote, more machmir in this case. Shevet Alevi brings a kula as well, but was more machmir like the Sama Rebbe was more machmir. This is also based on the Gra, because of the fact that Rov Rishonim really says we should say Aneinu, but we don't, maybe because of the chutzpah of saying it when we're not really fasting, but really the fast does start at night. And it seems that Rav Moshe does agree with that as well. He didn't say that you can get a haircut like Sherman Sermon Halacha says, apparently, although he was very close with Rav Moshe, but that's apparently the Shevet HaLevi's question on that, and that would be allowed. As far as music, So I don't have much to say about it because I think it should be mutter in any case, as long as it's not leading to dancing. I certainly say to be bekel by Hebrew music, where a person is learning pesukim and the like. There's much worse things that a person can do, and it always bothered me because so he's not going to be listening to music. So instead, he goes and watches Netflix. So what has he accomplished over there? In any case, Rav Shechter has a tshuva, as Rav Yitzchak Yosef had as well. During Sfiras HaOmer, that it would be mutter to listen to music, especially during this time when people are very melancholy, they're sad. That would be mutter. Rav Asher Weiss said it's only on a case-by-case basis. Somebody like Rabbi Willig says that during the 3 weeks, it always should be allowed. We're talking about, obviously, only tape type of music. The 9 days would be a question as well. I assume Rav Shechter might expand this as well if a person's still in that sad state. We then said the two in Yonam, which Hainu Hach, seem to go together, both the laundry and taking showers, although showers in itself would generally makel, as much as laundry would generally not makel, it seems that people take showers, they should focus, as we said, if it's only because a person just, you know, a lot of play basketball, you a lot of have exercise, a person just exercise, so it's the right thing to do, right? You have to care about what other people, sar balei chayim, if you will. No, you have to care about kavod habrios, you have to care what other people are going to, that they're going to smell, and he doesn't care, so what? But certainly if a person is doing it because of corona reasons, because they were their healthcare worker, and this is what's advised, 100%, it would be a mitzvah to go ahead and do that, even with soap, which is certainly going to be something that we're going to want the person to do. We know a lot now about how soap helps us. So I think that there is certainly not only room to be mekel, but it might be a gedder of a mitzvah for a person to do that, and as well as laundering the clothes in a case where they're nervous of what could have happened to the clothes itself. I don't think there would be a problem there. We should be zoicha, as my grandfather said, that those that really are concentrating on what avelus is, and even when they're doing that wash because they have to because of corona, or taking that shower, they should say, I'm only doing this because I have to, because of kavod habrios. I'm only doing this because I care about my other person. But I know that there's an avelus that I should be thinking about, and those people are zoicha to roi b'simchas, so binyan b'ayishlishi b'meheir v'yameinu. Amen.